Welcome to Air Power with Kakra Baden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is a teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and the prophetic anointing. He's the senior pastor of the Catch the Anointed Center, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message. Welcome to today's broadcast. Kakra has been sharing an insightful message series titled Understanding the Parables of Jesus. Today, he shares from the parable of how to prepare for the return of the Lord. Let's join in.
I have been sharing on the parables of Jesus. And today, I want us to look at one more parable of Jesus. This is a parable that Jesus himself spoke. Luke 12:39, it says, "This know also, if the good man of the house had known which hour the thief will come, he would have watched and not have suffered his house to be broken through." Here Jesus was talking about his return. Verse 39 talks about the reason for the parable. And then he used the story of a thief and a man. And he said that if you are in your house, you knew when a thief is coming, you would have prepared for it. Next verse. "Be ye therefore ready also, for the Son of Man cometh in an hour which you think not." Then he said, it's going to come like a thief, unannounced. Then he says, because it's going to be unannounced, he said, we must be ready. Then Peter asked him a question in verse 41. He says, "Lord, speaketh thou this parable unto us, and all unto all." So he asked a question. He said, what you just said, is this something that you are telling everybody? Or is only for the disciples? But obviously, if you read the story, he was talking to all of us. Then in verse 42, Jesus replied. Then he told a parable. "Who then is that faithful and good steward and wise steward, whom his Lord shall make ruler over his household, to give them their portion of meat in due season?" 43 says, "Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. But, and if that servant say in his heart, the Lord delayeth my coming, and shall begin to beat the men servants and the maid servants, and to eat and drink and to be drunken, the Lord of that servant will come in the day when he looketh not from him, and in an hour when he's not aware of, and will cut him asunder and appoint him his portion with the unbelievers." Very serious. So then he tells the story about a servant who was given power to oversee things in the house. And because the master was not there, he started misbehaving. And Jesus said, the master will come back. And when he comes back, he finds the guy was misbehaving. Instead of feeding the household, he was eating the food and beating them. And I believe maybe he was putting on weight. So he was doing karate to lose weight. So he beats the people after he has finished eating. Then Jesus said, the master of that servant will come, and then he will give him his portion with the unbelievers. 47. "And that servant which knew his Lord's will and prepared not himself." So he knew. He also did not prepare. "Neither did according to his will shall be beaten with many stripes." In other words, Jesus said, the more you know, the severer your judgment. In Romans 2:3, Paul said, we know that the judgment of God is according to truth. So the more you know, the more accountable you are. So for example, your father says, don't touch this chair. Come back and you realize that you have touched the chair. Maybe he may give you a knock for touching that chair because you knew and you touched it. But if you didn't know, it may just be a warning. So the more you know, the more accountable you are. So as we are coming to church, we are hearing God's word. Let's remember that the more sermons we hear, the more accountable we are. So let's make sure that whatever thing that we are hearing, we implement them. Amen. 48. "And he that knew not and did commit things worthy of stripes shall be beaten with few stripes." In other words, even if you didn't know, you'll still be beaten. So ignorance is not an excuse. You can't say that I didn't know. You can't be driving on the road in traffic and they've put a sign, don't speed limit 50. Then say, oh, as for me, I can't read, so I didn't know. No, ignorance is not an excuse. You will still be stopped by the police. They can fine you. They can do whatever, take you to court, because you cannot say that you didn't know. You are supposed to know. So then he said to them, and to him much is given, much is required. And to him men have committed much, of him they will ask the more. So then he repeats the same thing, that when a lot is given to you, you are more accountable than when little is given to you. So if I give you 10,000 and I say, do some shopping for me, and you bring a shopping worth 1,000 cedis, I will be upset because I gave you a lot of money. So I'm expecting a lot of things. So the more things that God commits into our hands, the more also he will expect. The aim of this parable, this story that Jesus told, he himself said it, is about his return of the Lord. If the good man of the house had known which hour the thief would have come, he would have watched and not have suffered his house to be broken through. So what can we learn from this parable? So today we are talking about how to prepare for the return of the Lord. If there's a title to this parable, then this is it. How to prepare for the return of the Lord. Because in verse 40 he said, be ye therefore ready also, for the Son of Man cometh in an hour which you think not. Then he told the story. Jesus told the story to help us prepare for the return of the Lord. I think that in the church and in Christian circles, sometimes some of us have forgotten that even Jesus said he will return to the world. We are just living our lives normally, like we will always lead our lives. But I think that when you are expecting something, it influences the way you behave. When we're in school, sometimes when it's not exam time, we'll not be learning much. We are not expecting any exam. People will be walking around doing all sorts of things. But the day the exam date is announced, everybody's attitude changes. You see people who used to fool, they don't fool again. Parties have stopped. Everything has stopped. Now everybody is seriously learning. Why? Because they are expecting an exam. But when they were not expecting an exam, everybody was relaxed. So, what must we do if we are going to prepare for the return of the Lord? Number one, we need knowledge. Does somebody need knowledge? Jesus said in Luke 12:39, this know also, if the good man of the house had known which hour the thief will come. Jesus said that whilst you are waiting for the return of the Lord, one of the things that you need is you need knowledge. When you don't have knowledge about something, the way you behave towards it is different. For example, we went into a period of COVID. We were told that the COVID is in the air. Wear a mask. Wash your hands. Social distancing, everything to prevent the COVID. Now, all these things came because we had knowledge of the COVID. And so the knowledge that we had made us prepare for the COVID. Although the COVID had not come, some of us had not even gotten the COVID, but we had to make preparations based on our knowledge. So if you don't know something, you cannot prepare for it because you don't know much about it. So that's why Jesus said, if the good man of the house had known. But from my personal observation, many Christians don't know much about the return of the Lord. Even the sequence, what happens next, and what happens, and what happens, and what happens. So this guy didn't know. That's why he was misbehaving. And I like the story that he used, the story of the thieves. A thief can only surprise you when you don't know. That's what makes knowledge very important. Spiritual knowledge, very important. You know, I have been attacked by armed robbers before. And thieves operate in the dark. They came around, let's say, 1 a.m. in the night. I came from church. I went home. I blew my horn. And the gates opened. I thought I would see my security man. But I didn't see my security man. The gate was opened by armed robbers with guns. I said, hey. So not knowing as I was blowing my horn, the people inside were actually armed robbers, not my security man. I didn't know. So a thief can only surprise you when you don't know. And I didn't know when they will come, but there they were. So when they opened the door with their guns, they said, park. So I had to park. It looked like a movie, but there they were. But you see, if I had known, I would have not even gone home. I would have prepared and organized myself and gone with the police. But after that incident, after I knew these things, now each time I went home, I was accompanied by other cars and sometimes by policemen in the area. They would drive with me. Why? Because now I knew that, listen, as you are walking around, anything can happen. So my attitude, the way I behaved, everything changed. I was very lax, changed. And after such an experience and having such knowledge, your attitude concerning security, it changes. It goes very high because you have seen them before. But somebody who has not had that knowledge or experience of armed robbers, if you tell him, I think this, your window is not strong, or your door, you lock, so it's okay. I think it's okay. The person will take it very lightly. The reason is that you don't know. So Jesus said, if the man had known that this would come, his preparations would have been different.
Thanks for joining us. Today we learned that in preparing for the return of the Lord, we need knowledge, because knowledge helps us to know what to expect and to prepare for it.
Hi, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for watching us. Thank you for listening to us. Today I have a special message for you, and I want to encourage you to be part of our fuel. Somebody will say, what is fuel? Our fuel, our partners. They fund our mission. They understand our mission. They empower our mission, and they love the mission. That's fuel. We have been broadcasting around the world in so many different countries. As I speak to you, we have a TV broadcast that covers over 50 countries around the world. And each week, we are broadcasting approximately to about 6.7 million people. Apart from that, we have dedicated broadcasts in individual countries, like Ghana. We cover the whole of Ghana. In over 60 stations around Ghana, we cover every blade of grass in districts, in capitals, in cities, everywhere. People are hearing the word of God. In Sierra Leone, we are broadcasting throughout the whole country. In Liberia, we are doing the same. In Kenya, we are reaching the country. And so the word of God is moving all around. In Cote d'Ivoire, we are broadcasting in French, and many people are being transformed and they are being changed by the power of God. That's what we have been doing on Air Power. So our message is reaching people, thousands of people, millions of people. My Facebook page, Keke Baden, has a reach of over 400,000 people. And every week, we're talking about close to over 250,000 people listening to God's word, reading the devotional, or connecting to something. That's how big the word of God can be. Now, all this is supported financially by our partners. And today, I want you to be a partner. Maybe you have been listening to the message. Maybe you have been blessed. Maybe you have been challenged. Maybe you have even received a miracle. Maybe you become born again. But today, I want to ask you one special request. I want you to help us sustain this broadcast all around the world. And I believe that as you do that, you'll be a great blessing to the people who hear the word of God. And as you do that, God himself is going to reward you. My announcer is going to come up and tell you how you can be a partner. And I want to encourage you that doesn't matter where you are, where you live, in Africa, in Europe, in Asia, you can still be a partner. My announcer will be coming out with the details, and I believe that it will be a blessing to you. Thank you for listening to this short message. My name is Keke Baden, and for existing partners, I want to say a big thank you. And if you are listening, I don't want you to postpone this decision. I want you to just respond now, because somebody's life, somebody's family, somebody's soul is dependent on you. God bless you. Thank you.
If you'd like to become a partner, send a blank WhatsApp message to +233 55 700 9010. You can also call or send a text to +233 20 7575215 or +233 249 217272. Send an email with the word partner to info@thebarbaden.org.